Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody needs the power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall the world. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needing the price of battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You have
never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say you did it for me. Yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, you did.
God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
I give them praise.
Because you won. Because you're faithful.
Everybody know it's
time for winner.
Yes.
Everybody know it's time for winner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thine are glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for that song. Amen. Revive us again, oh God. You know God has won again, people of God. Glory to God, because he keep making a way. Hallelujah, where there seems to be no way. Amen. Glory to his name. God did it again, huh? Come on, Holy Spirit. We thank God this morning, amen, for glory to God for being here this morning, amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen. Praise God. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning. We lift up his name, hallelujah, because we know, glory to God, that he is with us. Glory to God. We thank and praise his holy name. We thank God, hey, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit this morning. And just to hear that song, because we know, amen, that he was do it again. He won the battle. You read the end of the story. He won the battle. Glory to God. And we, glory to God, know that who we have in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And who's backing us. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's bringing us through? Who's delivering us? Who's healing us? Who's doing all the things that he's doing? But the no other than the one and only, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Amen, for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just come, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, this morning, Jesus. We come, hallelujah, glory to God, to the throne of grace this morning to obtain mercy. Ah, glory to God. We thank you for what you have done, glory to God, this far, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit this morning, glory to God. Take control of this service this morning, glory to God. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to take control this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all the ones that's under the sound of my voice that's listening. Glory to God. We ask that you open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our spirit this morning to receive the word of the Lord. Glory to God. It will bring fruitfulness to our body, to our mind. Glory to God, and to our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I decrease that the power of God may increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for word of knowledge. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Understanding, Lord God. Wisdom from above, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up this morning, Father God, for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you move by your mighty power, God. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. These things we pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know, amen. Glory to God. Before I go to scripture this morning, we're going to be going to 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 4 this morning. Amen. But we know that God promises love. Amen. God promises our hope, and God promises of salvation. God promises of provision. God promises of power in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Amen. For what he's doing. Amen. The promises of God, love, hope, salvation, provision, and power. Come on, people of God. God, glory to God, is doing some great things in our lives. Amen. But we thank God this morning. Amen and amen and amen for that. But before, glory to God, hallelujah, we just want to talk about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has already established in our lives and what he is doing and the promises that he has made throughout this time and in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So if you have your Bibles, come with me to 2 Peter, amen, the first chapter, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a bondservant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Here, we're talking about the promise of God that he said, I've given you precious promises that we may be partakers of his divine nature, the love and the hope, the salvation, the provisions, and the power that we possess. The wonderful promises of God, we will see that our God promises. Glory to God. We talk about love. We talk about hope. We talk about salvation. We talk about provision. We talk about power. But God promises all these things and much more to everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ. The Word of God talks about his promises in 2 Peter. We read in 1 verses 1 through 4. So please, just think on those things for a minute. Amen. The wonderful promises of God. And I want to ask a question this morning. Glory to God. Have anyone, and I want you to be honest, amen, have you ever told a lie? And I'm not singling anybody out this morning, amen, and I can't see you. I can't see you, glory to God, smiling or raising your hands or anything. But there is a lot of people this morning, I believe, that will smile because we know that somewhere down the line in our lives that we have lied to someone or lied about something. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God, because the Bible tells us there's no righteous, no, not one. And we might say, oh, I just told a little lie. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God never lies. Jesus never lies. And glory to God. He wants us to know that he don't lie to us. Man may lie, but God don't lie. Probably everybody in the world, hey, quote over one of my seer told a lie at some point. But our God will never lie. Titus 1:2 says, Paul said that he was in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. So if God promised before time began, amen, praise God, that means that God promises will come to pass within your life. So God comes to tell me this morning that I want to remind them of who I am, the promises of love, the promises of hope. And you have salvation with the Lord. You have provisions with the Lord. He has given you great and mighty power. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you hear what Paul said about God there? God cannot lie. Cannot lie. God cannot lie. That's why we can totally depend on the wonderful promises of God. So let us take a look at the promises of love that God talked about. He said, God, I want you to remind them of who I am and what I represent and how the world is still in place and don't everybody think is in turmoil, that I have everything under control. My God, I give you glory. Our lives are in control. It might look out of place, and sometimes, amen, in our lives, amen, praise God, that God has to put some things out of place to bring things in place. Amen, praise God. Just like he give you a word, amen, praise God, that word is being tested through your life, amen, and it will come to pass. That word has to be tested. Amen, praise God. Many places in God's word speaks of his love for us. The Bible says the best known one, glory to God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, so come on, Holy Spirit, but have everlasting life. The Bible says in John 11:5 says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Amen, praise God. That's the love of God. Read the word of God in John 13:1 says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Glory to God. So I want you to know that, glory to God, if you don't feel love this morning, know that Jesus loves you. Know that God loves you, people of God. Hallelujah. Nothing that he would not do for you. Glory to God. The Bible says, glory to God, in John, glory to God, John 13:34, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. Come on, Holy Spirit. God's promise to love for us is so strong that one of the scriptures, and we always quote the scripture, the one word of God says that to all Christians, amen, to everyone on this line, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. In other words, we can be sure of God's love, that we know he is using even the bad things that happen to us for our good. But people of God, we could never believe that if we weren't sure of the promises of God. God loves you, amen, praise God, with an unconditional love. But we will never know that, amen, praise God, that we're going to have bad times, that we're going to have good times, but in the bad times, God will bring good out of the bad, knowing that, glory to God, all things are going to work together for good according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. God knows all those things, amen, according to his purpose. He's going to work those things out. But we can be sure, and we should be sure of God's love. And that's why Paul gave the strongest assurance of God's love here in Romans 8:31. Paul wrote, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hey, my God, I say thank you. The Bible says, reading on, he says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. See, he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns, he says? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. See, we some bad people, people of God, if you really think about the love of God and what he does, and he's making intercession for us. He's the only one that can justify us. Come on, he's the only one that can freely give us. He's the only one that can allow us to go through some things to bring the good things out. Amen, praise God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hey, my sokura basanda. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or troubles or swords, you know, perilous times, and glory to God, who shall separate us? And it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded. See, Paul was writing to the church, and glory to God, Paul had the uncommon vision and a visionary, and the word of God was so powerful in him, praise God. He wrote for us to know that there's a promise that God has given us. He said, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us, and God who loves us. I am persuaded, he said, that nothing, glory to God, I am persuaded. See, he was persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Come on, Holy Spirit. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature and creeping things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God. Paul said, I'm persuaded about this thing. This is a wonderful promise of God's love. And thank God he didn't just promise his love, but he proved his love. Come on, people of God. God has already proved his love to you over and over. When he brought you out, praise God, when he brought you out of the miry clay, when he brought you up out of the dungeon, when he brought you out of your mess, when he brought you out of addiction, when he brought you out of prostitution, when he brought you out of being a whoremonger, he brought you out. My God, I give it glory. God has proved his love to us in many ways, but most of us are, oh, he proved it on the cross. He proved it on the cross, people of God. So the Bible says in John 15 and 13, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Now, think about what he just said. I laid my life down for you, 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 and you, and for myself. He laid it down. Glory to God. He called you friends. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. He did this on the cross. He was nailed on the cross. He rose on the third day with all power in his hand, but he did it on the cross. He said, no one ever laid his life down for a friend. Come on, people of God. You are called friends of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 8 says, God demonstrate his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is proof of God's love. This is a wonderful promises of God's love. The tune was first written, glory to God. Just think about, glory to God, it was a song that was written for the children. Amen. Praise God, to march on. And we need to march on today. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red, yellow, black, white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Jesus loved the little children. Amen. And Jesus loved us all. This is a wonderful promises of God's love. But this day, praise God, the promises of hope. Amen. Praise God. If you was here earlier on when God was speaking about the love, the hope, and the salvation, and the glory to God, the provision and the power that we represent and he has given us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will go up higher in the Lord today. The Lord loves me. Praise God. The Lord is taking care of me. Glory to God. The Lord is walking with me. The Lord is talking with me. The Lord is making a way for me where there seems to be no way. God gives us hope, everyone who puts a trust in Jesus. So Christians and people of God have promises of real hope, and we see God's hope in the scripture today. Hear the word of the Lord, people of God. Therefore, the Bible says in Romans 5, 1 and 2, therefore, having been justified by faith, having been saved by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have access. We have access by faith, meaning that, glory to God, of approaching or entering to a place or entering into the entrance and entry, praise God, the way in to approach. Amen. We can approach, glory to God. We have access by faith into this grace. We have the grace of God in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Romans 15 and 4 says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, the Bible says. It was written for our learning. And so we have to open up the Bible, that the word of God will empower us. The word of God will give us direction. The word of God will deliver us. The word of God will heal us. The word of God will manifest that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So we hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans 15 and 13 says, now may the God of all, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, I give you glory. See, God don't have, glory to God, depressed people. We have to know, praise God, that the power of God can break those yokes, those things, amen, praise God. When we oppress, when we depress by anything that comes into our lives, we have to know the word of God gives us joy. The word of God gives us peace in believing, glory to God, that you may abound in the hope of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the key people of God in this verse doesn't, glory to God, specifically mention the word hope in Ephesians 2 and 10, where God's word says this to all of us. We are his workmanship. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk kingdom. The scripture is talking about the hope of us having a real purpose in life when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. When we say, we have to understand that we have a real purpose here on this earth. God did not birth us to stage. He birthed Chromasanda for a real purpose. But if you have not found out your real purpose here on life, you will walk around life, amen, not knowing who God called you to be. You will walk around on this earth, amen, praise God, hallelujah, in your own self. You are an asset in the kingdom of God. My God, I give you glory. You have to understand that God called us, amen, and he has given us a real purpose here on earth. We are not just here to exist, but to make effective things happen in the kingdom of God, make things happen in our family, make things happen on our job, make things happen wherever we go. We have real purpose, and we are put here, amen, and walk in faith of God. My God, I give you glory. So some people say, I've been here all my life, and I've been in the same place all these years. Well, you chose to be in that same place, because if you never sought God for the purpose, amen, you will sit there, praise God, and you will never amount to what God has called you to amount to. Somebody say, I got real purpose. I got purpose here on this earth. God has called me, amen, praise God. Even my presence make a difference wherever I go. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Put it in context. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are people of God. God has called us to a wonderful life. He has called us not to be oppressed, depressed, and what am I going to do today? Oh, this another day. He woke us up again. Praise God. That means that we have something going on. Praise God. He's not done with us yet. Praise God. We're so busy worrying about other stuff that's going on in our lives that we don't even see the promises of God. But if we get focused on the promises of God and take our eyes off the problem, that God fixed the problem, then God will do it for us. My God, I give him glory. So the Bible says, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and listen to this, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For by grace, you've been saved through faith. It is God's gift that will save, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, don't forget, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. When we put our trust in Jesus Christ, God gives us a brand new purpose for living. Ah, my God, I say thank you. There are many good ways to live it out. And one of the best is by serving in the kingdom of God. Thank God for everyone who is serving in this time. You know, working in ministry is not always that easy. I want to share something as I was reading, amen, praise God, and I thought about, glory to God, the mom, praise God, that brought the child for the first time, amen, to Bible school, and glory to God. This little boy was extremely active and very curious boy, amen. Anybody know a little boy like that, praise God, how a little girl like that, praise God, hallelujah, had enough energy to outlast any and almost all adults. Mom got to the part of the registration card and said on the remarks, and she put it in big, bold letters. She wrote, brace yourself. Come on, Holy Spirit. Brace yourself. Come on. Because this child is coming on in. And can you imagine God speaking about you and tell somebody when you enter into a place, brace yourself, because he know how you was when you was a child. Amen. Praise God. He know how, glory to God, what you were doing. Praise God. And how you turn things upside down. You probably would have been like the problem child. Anybody ever seen the problem child? When the problem child came, that little child, praise God, they said, the man said, oh my God, that's the devil. That was a movie. Amen. Praise God. Because that child, he was something. Amen. Praise God. Well, we know ministry always is a lot of work, and serving the Lord in any way can be hard at times. And why do people do it? Because they love the Lord. Because they realize the incredible value of the cross. Because they have God, hope. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 19 tells us that God, hope is an anchor of the soul. My God. And don't you love it? God says, amen. Praise God, that his hope is an anchor to the soul, but sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Ah, my God, my God, my God. This is the wonderful promises of God. Hope. Glory to God. He is an anchor to my soul. Glory to God. But sure and steadfast. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But here, people of God, we also see God promises of salvation. The key verse is salvation. Amen. Praise God. Don't you love that God called you? Amen. Praise God. Don't you love that God thought about you? Because he could have picked anybody in the world. Amen. But he called you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wanted to save you so you can save your family, save your loved ones, save the ones that you come in contact with. Aren't you glad that you are saved today? Praise God. Aren't you glad that salvation called you? Because it's a gift from God. God don't call everybody. Amen. There's some people that he has not yet called yet. Praise God. They're still out there dancing, still out there fornicating, still out there, glory to God, shamming and do whatever, lifting up. Praise God. Whatever they do, it, praise God, they're still out there, but God has not called them yet. Praise God. But he has called us. He has called us. Even the ones, the gunslingers and the prostitutes that still sliding down poles. Hallelujah. And we look at them and we just lift our nose up at them. Praise God. But God ain't finished yet, people of God. God is not done yet. There's people still in prison that God is not done yet. There's still people that got needles in their arms. God is not done yet. There's still people, glory to God, in alcoholism and all kinds of things. And glory to God. But there's people with tattoos all over their body. But we look at them, Lord, glory, oh, Messiah. We look at them like, glory to God, hallelujah. How dare they put all those tattoos all over them? But those are the ones that God is going to raise up in the last hour. Those are the ones, amen, glory to God. Because the Christians, oh, Messiah, we done got so judgmental, praise God. We done got so out of ourselves. And for God, what salvation is really about. Glory to God. God is still yet calling people from afar, praise God. God is still yet calling people from the dungeon. God is yet still calling people from the places, amen, that nobody wants to go to. My God, I give it glory. Those ones that are still living in a tent, God is just giving them a story. So when they come in, they can tell you about the love of God and what God did, that they encountered, that they had with the Lord. The salvation that God has given us. And one time I say, cool about thunder. And sometimes, amen, we still complaining. Hallelujah. But God came and got us on an early stage. Hear God's word says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In our minds, wages are usually what we earn for our work. But in general, wages are what we deserve. And the wages of sin is death. That doesn't mean just physical death, but spiritual death. It means eternal death, eternal separation from God, spending all eternity in hell. That word right there, nobody wants to hear no more. Hallelujah. But here the Lord said, hallelujah, that we need to know that there's still a hell. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So the wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. That is what we all deserve, because all of us are guilty of sin. I'm going to talk to the self-righteous people right now. The only way God could have ever given us the gift of eternal life was through the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that we are saved when we believe in Jesus, who came into the world, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again from the dead. But what does it mean to believe? Well, the Bible says, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, yes, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. And since eternal life is a gift from God, then believing is like receiving a gift from someone who loves you. Don't you know that Jesus loves you today? Think about this. Glory to God. Think about it being maybe your birthday. Matter of fact, mine's coming up, y'all. I'm just throwing it out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thinking about being your birthday. And I stopped by for a visit. I'm going to stop by. I love you very much and also happen to be very rich. I'm rich now, y'all. In my hands is a little wrapped up box, and inside the box is a key. Maybe it's the key to a brand new four-wheeler, or maybe a bad boat, or maybe a brand new car, or maybe, glory to God, a new truck, or it could even be the key to a million-dollar home. Oh, come on, people of God. I tell you how much I love you. I tell you about the gift, and I leave the box on your table for you. The key is in the box, and it's yours for the taking. But you never take the wrapping paper off. You never open the box. You never do what you can do with the gift. I really gave it to you, but you didn't really receive it. No. God's gift of eternal life is something like that. Jesus Christ paid the highest price for our gift when he died on the cross for us. And now the risen Savior freely offers the gift of eternal life to us. But we have to receive it. In order to receive God's gift of eternal life, you don't open a box. You open your heart. And you don't take something out. You let something in. By faith, you let Jesus Christ come into your heart. By faith, you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He wants to come in. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door," he said, "I'll come in to him and dine with him and he with me." And speaking about Jesus, John 1:12 says, "As many as received him, To them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. This is the wonderful promise of God's salvation. We believe and see the promise of God and God's provision. The wonderful promise is of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah for the love that he has, the hope that he has, and the salvation. Amen. Praise God. We give God the glory. We open up our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we open up our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will come into us. Amen. Praise God, do great and mighty works in us. Take out what needs to be taken out. Put in what needs to be put in. Lift us up, praise God, into the people that he called us to be. Give us a life, amen, pleasing to him. Glory to God. Wipe us clean. Purge us, whatever he does. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, he will bless our lives. But we got to understand that, people of God, you might be going through something today, but the love of God will overshadow everything that you're going through. The love of God is set abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost was given to us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit in our lives. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing in your life. God knows, glory to God, where he's taking you. God knows everything. Amen. Praise God. But just remember the love of God and what he's doing in your life. Don't look at the problem, people of God. Look at the creator of all things. Everything that he does, everything that he's given you, amen, praise God, will be a blessing in your life. You have no idea what he wants to do in your life, but you got to get up and say, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God for who you're making me. Glory to God. I thank you that I will not sit in depression or pressure. God, I thank you, Lord God, because I know that my greater should be at the end. God, I thank you. If I'm in the middle, I know, praise God, that you're going to make provision. I know that you're going to bring me out. I know that you're going to stand me up. I know that you're going to elevate me. I know that you're going to deliver me. I know that you're going to heal me. I know that you're going to prosper me. You got to understand, people, God loves you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back.
Thought it was the end this time, God said. Not yet. I thought that I would lose my mind, God said. Not yet. Thinking about my yesterday, wondering how I got away. Death heard Jesus say, he said, not yet. And I was gonna quit, God said. I said, let somebody else handle this, but he said,
not yet.
When I thought that I had done so wrong, feeling like my time was gone, talking to you. Hear the Lord say, everyone listen, God say, hear the Lord say to you.
Oh,
can't give up now.
God said, not yet, not yet.
All right, amen. It's not over for you, amen. God said, not yet, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why he said, you can't throw in the towel. Amen. Not yet. Glory to God. It's not over for you yet. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. How he speak to us. Glory to God. And I wasn't even going to put that song on. Amen. It just came on by itself. So God says, not yet. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, glory to God. Not yet. It's not over yet. Amen. Hallelujah. The wonderful promises of God provision is simply that he promised to provide everything that we need. God promised to provide everything, amen, we will ever need in life. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:19, amen. And I think I said this, amen, in our prayer time. Hallelujah. But it brought it back to my remembrance. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It means if we are, I don't care if you're 5, 65, 105, God will supply all your needs. And he can do it because the whole universe belongs to him. People of God, Jesus never runs out of what we need. Glory to God. This is true on every level, whether it be physically, whether it be emotionally, most of all spiritually. Amen. If we need forgiveness, glory to God, glory to God. How many know in him we have redemption through the blood? It's that the blood still speaks. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. The forgiveness of sin according to his riches and his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Glory to God. That's Ephesians 1:7-8. Praise God. And if we need peace, he said, glory to God, he can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. That's in Philippians 4:7. If we need strength, come on, people of God. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me. That's a Philippians 4:13. If we need comfort, come on, somebody. He's a God of all comfort. Glory to God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So God, even listen to this, people of God. Listen to this word. Listen to this. He says, who comfort us in all our tribulations, right? He comforts. Jesus comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. So he allows sometimes, glory to God, for us to go through some things that he can comfort us, that we can comfort somebody else that's in trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. So a lot of times, amen, praise God, we get to this point where I ain't comforting nobody else because, glory to God, because I'm going through too, praise God, hallelujah. But we got to understand, people of God, hallelujah, that is a time, praise God, that when you get that in your mind that God allowed you to go through something that you can minister to somebody else and bring them comfort, God will comfort you, praise God. And if we need wisdom, Jesus is our supply. For the Lord gives us wisdom from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That's what he said in Proverbs 2:6. No wonder Paul says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But notice that our supply must come through Jesus, the wonderful promises of God provision. But today God promises power. Glory to God. And that takes us back to our opening scripture where Peter, 2 Peter 1:4, it says, where the word of God says, Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise, that through these you may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is the most wonderful promise of God's power, the promise to save our souls and change our lives from the inside out. The wonderful things that happen in people's life when they receive the divine power of God, exceeding great and precious promise, that's why wonderful things can happen when we bring people to Jesus. Glory to his name. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Praise God for his precious promises. We thank God for his love. We thank God for hope. We thank God for salvation. We thank God for provision. We thank God for his power. Glory to God. Our first step is to receive the promises of God, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Receive Jesus Christ, and you will receive God's promises of love, hope, salvation, provision, power. Call on the name of the Lord. God, I thank you, and he has saved you as you go. Amen. Praise God. So people of God, know that God promises. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the Lord and be anchored in him, and let him bring the best out of your life. Hallelujah. Today, people of God, he just wants you to know that he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth in him, glory to God, shall have eternal life. Glory to God. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. For his word this morning. Amen. We thank and praise his for opening up our heart this morning to receive the word of God. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for we being his elect. Amen. Praise God. We thank God this morning for him being our protector, being our shield. Glory to God, being our buckler. Amen. Glory to God, being who he is in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're going through, remember the provision and his power, the promises of God. Amen. Glory to God, that God will be the lifter up of your soul. God will be the one that brings you through. God will be the one that gives you wealth. God will be the one that opens doors. God will be the one that closes doors. God will be the one that bless your children. God will be the one. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will be the one, glory to God, to give you access into things that you never thought that you would be in. Praise God. To seek the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's what the Lord says on today. Amen. Glory to God. Work by day, because night coming, no man can work. All called out by Santa. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. For the word of the Lord. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil with Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget on Thursday, glory to God, True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. At 6 p.m. People of God, don't forget to come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that God can feed you. Amen. Praise God, through the word of the Lord. Amen. And the power, glory to God, glory to God, that within, glory to God, the word of God. Amen. The word of God brings changes. The word of God, glory to God, brings us into things. Amen. Glory to God, that we never thought that we will be entering in. God is doing a great and mighty thing in this hour. Don't miss your hour. Amen. Praise God on what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God for his word today. This is our Sunday morning service. We'd like to sow your tithes and your offering. Amen. Praise God. And you don't know how to do it. Amen. You may call me, get in touch with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. 302-883-9799 for all the partners, all the ones. The ones that's been blessed in the ministry, I want to thank God for you, you, and you. And let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Let us pray out, praise God. Remember, you have access today. Amen. as us into things, amen. Glory to God that God has designed for your life, amen. Don't forget about that. Ask God today, Lord, what is it, my next step? What is it, my next level in life? Come on, Holy Spirit, because God has something great for you. You just don't exist. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are asset to God's kingdom. We thank and praise God on this day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God. We thank you for your word this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us great and precious promises, God. You have given us a gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you are answering prayers in this hour, Lord. We thank you for the uplifting of Ashokuda Basene Katona Masia. We thank you for the uplifting, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that our mind is shifted, glory to God, to where you want it to be in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We shut down every voice. We shut down every voice that's not like you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We silence you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we speak deliverance and healing, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, take control of our mind. You said, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Give us the mind of Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Walk with us, talk with us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Minister to our souls, God, in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that blessings are coming down. We thank you for open doors, God. We thank you for manifesting yourself, because you said every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light. There's no turning, no shadow of a turning in you, Father God. Your promises are yea and amen. We thank you for the promises of God that's being established in our lives right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we lift our hands up and praises unto you, Father God, let the blessings flow, God, from above right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. The door that man thought they closed, I keep hearing, I don't know why, but the doors that man thought that they closed, God has opened greater doors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's greater doors that's being opened by the power of the Holy Spirit. No one shut God down. God always sees what the enemy is trying to do. So we thank you. Go, Masene Katura Masia. Holy Spirit, I thank you right now, God. Great doors are opening. Yes, Holy Ghost. And powerful things are happening for your people in this hour. We thank you for the month of birth, and we thank you for the month of new. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. I don't know who God is talking to, but I hear the Spirit of the living God says, there's a great, you thought that this door, kuna masia, you thought this door was good, but I hear the Spirit of the living God says, there's a door that's going to open for you that's going to be even greater than you thought that would happen for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus, because you prayed this morning. You prayed this morning, God, give me your best. And God says, I'm going to give you my best. That door for that place is opening. And it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing in that place. It's going to be unity in that place. I hear the Spirit of God says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is going to flourish. I hear the Spirit of God says, it's going to flourish. You're going to understand that I am God, and I overshadow everything that's dark. My God, I give you glory. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Glory to God for the word of the Lord, and glory to God. We thank him, glory to God, because you've been hard-pressed. Glory to God, glory to God. And you thought that you was going under, but God said, I'm taking you higher. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory, people. Come on, let's give God the glory. Tell him thank you for the new door. Thank him for that place that he's getting ready to give you. Thank you for that place that's going to blossom in Jesus' name. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with a exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Guess what? The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Don't forget, glory to God, prayer time, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. If you don't know how to do it, you don't know the numbers, get in contact with me. God has a blessing with your name on it. God bless you all. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.